Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Oh, hi! Good morning. Come on in. You're just in time. Take a seat.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Rowe. Sir, I have a problem with my boiler.
How about some coffee? Cream, sugar?
What is the best backup generator made today?
Blueberry scone, perhaps?
When you turn on the hot water, it whistles like a train.
Get comfy, because Lou Casa, tu casa. And he's taking your questions till 10. Right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome to our house. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Good morning, everybody. 7:09 in the morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware, by wetandforget.com. When you call in, you can say hi to Lindsay. She's back. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It was a wonderful...
How was your trip to Scotland?
It was incredible.
Is there like a greeting that they say in Scotland?
No,
that,
but I wanted to... Hola. I wanted there to be one all week. I kept trying to find one, and I couldn't. They just say hello.
I don't think they say hola.
I know. They
I
say
think
cheers.
That's in Mexico. They say cheers?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was
Dave
amazing.
Schwann, sitting in the news chair. How are you, Dave?
Hola. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo está usted?
I think that is of the wrong country as well. Right? Right? And Sam is in there giving us the bad news. Thanks, Sam.
Aloha.
He's wearing a hat today. Do we know what that means?
Oh.
What's the hat? Oh.
What'd you do last night, Sam?
A Serbian birthday party.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How's it? That's got.
Interesting.
Right. Have we talked about your Serbian background?
We can.
We can.
I don't think we have, per
no.
se.
Right. We got a lot of Eastern Europeans now on WGN. Right? You. What's her name? Violetta Podramatic.
Judy
right?
Pilak.
Judy Pilak, right? Well, she's been around a long time. When Judy started, it wasn't even called Eastern Europe. No, I'm kidding. So Panayanovic is Serbian?
Yes.
Okay. So when I was 19 years old, I just told this story last night with a group of friends. When I was 19 years old, I worked for this construction company downtown. We actually did a bunch of work under the old post office. So if you ever take the train into Chicago, you know how you come in to the train station and it's like right by the post office and it's all, you know, smells like diesel fuel and whatever. I spent 3 weeks on top of scaffolding with these two Serbian guys who worked with me who spoke zero English and I spoke zero Serbian. And we would work 8 hours a day chopping concrete from over our head with jackhammers.
How did you communicate?
We kind of giggled and laughed and pointed. I mean, honest to God. I
guess that's the best way to do
it. I cannot remember these guys' names. They did teach me a bad word, which is, you know, the first thing you learn.
That's
other
in a foreign
languages.
Language, you learn the bad
right.
words, yeah.
But I can't remember it anymore because it was 100 years ago. But these two guys, to this day, I've said this for years, were two of the hardest working men I have ever worked with in my life. And I was just a 19-year-old kid trying to keep up, you know. And we were sucking that diesel exhaust from those trains for 3 solid weeks. Using a jackhammer to chop concrete from the underside of the bridge, just falling on our face. It was awful.
So you
these guys were great.
You were on the underside of the bridge, so you were the river was directly below you?
Well, do you know where that train station is?
That's yeah.
The boat? Okay.
Yeah.
So you know where the trains come in?
Right.
Okay, so there's the trains come in essentially underground.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
and
you said the old
above.
Post office. I was thinking.
Well,
yeah.
It's near the post office.
Okay.
It was near the post office. And we did a lot of work at the post office, too. But we used these, what were called 15-pound jackhammers connected to, you know, a giant hose. And this is back, this has got to be 1980, oh, gosh, 3?
That was 100 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, Sam and Lindsay weren't around. Well, Lindsay was.
No.
She was 3.
Thanks.
Right, Lindsay?
I
you
was.
Were 3?
Yes.
Sam, you were not around.
No.
And let me tell
I'm not around right now, for the record.
Yeah, let me tell you. A 15-pound jackhammer that's over your head after about an hour weighs about 500 pounds.
Absolutely has to.
I had shoulders. I looked like Dwayne The Rock Johnson back then. And, I mean, it was just – and, you know, what's funny to think about now with all the safety equipment and everything, we didn't have any – we did wear hard hats, but we didn't have any safety glasses, no masks, no nothing. All day long. People are always like, oh, you know, you shouldn't drink that. It's going to kill you. You're going to get cancer. Let me tell you, that train sailed. Everything else that I was sucking when I was building and renovating and doing all that kind of stuff, Lord knows what's inside me. That's what's keeping me so fit. I'm purified by all the chemicals.
It's funny you said that you were working construction, because I was actually bookended by one guy who was a general contractor. The other guy was a construction manager, and neither of them spoke English. I got the two people in the joint that didn't speak English, and yeah. I left my translator at home. I didn't have my glossary. It was tough. You just kind of smile and nod.
You did, and we knew what we had to do to work, and the construction company that I worked for was Serbian-owned. So the owner would come, and, you know, he spoke English and Serbian, and he would come, you know, in the morning at, you know, we started at 6:30 in the morning. He'd tell us this is what we're doing. He'd tell those guys in Serbian. He'd tell me. And then, you know, if anybody came up to talk to us, well, I could communicate, obviously, English. But they were just kind of smile and nod. And, man, these guys were the hardest working son of a guns in the world. Unbelievable.
Huge hands.
I have a lot,
right?
I have
big
a lot
hands.
Of yeah, you the know what? They hands. Did. They were kind of heavier set, kind of cherub-looking guys. And they might have even been brothers. And they were just great. I that was my first brush with anyone Serbian, and I've always had a great amount of respect for the Serbian people because of those two guys. Can't remember their names, but they were hard-working son of a guns.
Probably Bronco and
yeah, I don't know. I don't
Flanco.
Know. I don't know. I don't know.
They were brothers.
They were brothers, right? They were. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Serbian Talk here on WGN Radio. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Reva is in Evanston. Reva, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Okay. I have an issue. I think I called in sometime before about it. After the gas company had did some, you know, putting new lines in, and we're having collapse now. They're saying they're not responsible because the condition was there before, but we had nothing. There's a sinkhole back there, and they keep refilling it. And now they're saying they took a video prior to the work, but we were never told that there was a problem, and we never had a problem until then. I have not seen the video yet, but now they're saying it's the sewer pipe connection. So I need to know, like, is there someone I can call in to figure out what's going on?
Well, if the gas company is telling you that there could be a coincidence here where they put in a new gas line, and maybe when they disturb some of that soil, you have a breach in your sewer line, which is causing this to erode away. So the first step you need to do is get your sewer line televised where they can put a camera down in there. And, you know, there's a cost to you, of course, but obviously you want to get this problem solved. So the folks at PermaSeal will do this. And so they offer plumbing, full service plumbing services and sewer inspections, and they have cameras that they can put down there. So if you call them, at 800-421-SEAL.
They've done some work for me before.
Right. Well, now they do all kinds of plumbing service as well. If you call them, then they'll come out. You know, you get a price on it. Sometimes they run deals on the camera inspection, so I'm not sure if they have any current promotions for that as well. But if you call them, you can you can find out if there's anything going on. Have them televise that sewer and find out if, in fact, there's a breach. Now, if there's not a breach, you know, when you disturb and do a lot of digging with soil, there is a problem that can occur that you start to move stuff around depending on the soil composition that you can create an environmental issue that just doesn't stop until there's more and more fill. Now, what's unfortunate is, you know, it was caused by the disruption of the utility going in, but I'm sure that they have some protections in line when the utilities do work that legally protect them. And if all of a sudden you find out that the sewer line is not breached and, you know, you do this work and say, well, I don't know what's going on. Sadly, probably the only unfortunate thing is if they deny that they're going to take any responsibility for this, you may have to involve an attorney, which is a bummer because it's just a, drags out the process. You know, to get them to try and stay up on getting this thing fixed for you. Reva, I appreciate the phone call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. It is a beautiful Saturday. Thanks so much for waking up with us this morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I tell her, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
7:23 in the morning. That'll get you moving this morning. Hi, everybody. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. The Mr. Fix-It Show. Coming up, what are we going to do? Are we going to talk bees this morning or no?
It's up to you, babe.
I want to feel like we should push it.
All right, we can do that.
All right, we had a lady. We were going to remember the lady last week that had a problem with her woman. Or no, no, no. Her daughter has a huge beehive in the attic, but she couldn't get anybody to a honey beehive in the attic, but couldn't get anybody to come take it out because the bees are protected. So we found this bee lady that like rides around on a bicycle, right? Isn't that what it is?
Yes, she like bikes to people's homes to get rid of these bees.
Right, and she's super spunky and really nice, and Lindsay loved her. And then she, for some reason, is traveling today and mixed up her time zone because she's out east, mm-hmm. and so. We think we were going to talk with her today, but I think we're going to push that till next week.
Cool.
All right, let's do that. And so we'll have more time for callers today. That's a good thing. So right now we can talk to Sandy, who's on the northwest side. Sandy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Lou. How are things?
Oh my God, things are fantastic because I'm talking to you.
Good. Lou, I'm trying to do some home improvement in my bedroom. What kind of good paint to use?
What do you want to do, Sandy? Do you want to paint the walls? You want to paint the trim?
Paint the walls and trim.
Okay. And who's going to do this work? You?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. You've done painting before?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to need help here.
Okay. So remember this, that when you're painting, 90% of a good paint job is all about the prep work, okay?
Okay.
So how old is this house? How long have you lived in this house?
Oh, all my life.
22 like, years?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to wash those walls first, Sandy.
Okay.
So you're going to buy a box of like spick and span at the hardware store.
Okay.
And a bucket, and you're just going to wash the walls down, get all the dirt and the grime off.
Uh-huh.
Then, you know, obviously you're going to take all the, you know, pictures and everything after you're washing the walls. Then you're going to use a little lightweight spackle to fix any cracks or holes where you take a nail out where there was a picture and whatever. Then I want you to lightly sand the wall with a little sponge sander.
Okay.
All right? And then... You're just with a damp rag, just wipe off any of that little dust, and then you're going to tape off all the trim with some painter's tape.
All right.
Then you're going to get some paint and primer in one, and this is going to make your life easy, and, you know, you can pick whatever color you want. I really like the Clark and Kensington that you can buy at Ace.
I'll go over there.
Good. Get the Clark and Kensington paint and primer and one from Ace. It's a really good paint.
Okay.
And it'll cover really well. And then you'll do the walls.
Okay.
And then you can go a couple ways. You know, you could cut the trim in first,
all
right. And then you could do the walls. You could do the walls and cut the trim in. It doesn't really matter. It's I think that you know, if you're painting from anew, you would do the trim first, then the walls. But whatever you're more comfortable doing, if you got to tape off
you
one
know what,
or the
Lou,
other.
I have a question. Couldn't you use that tape, that edging tape on the door so you don't get the paint?
Correct. Yes, you can.
All over.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And so you just want to make sure that you're doing a good job on the on the prep work. That's the most important part. And then you want to buy good rollers, you want to buy good brushes, because the applicators that you use are important. And that's important, so that you know, you really get good coverage, and the investment that you're going to make in the paint really works. And so once you do all that, the place should look fantastic. And you want, you know, this time of year too, you want to make sure that you're using some kind of fan or something, because it's a little humid.
I open my windows.
Even better. Even better.
Yeah.
Anything else I can help you with?
And you know what, Lou? Maybe I can hire Lindsay to help me.
She's very available. She's really has nothing to do. You know, she's just raising two kids.
Absolutely. I'll come right over, Sandy.
Right. She's working.
Would you like to, Lindsay?
Sure thing. I'll get your number after.
Right. We'll put you on hold, and Lou and Lindsay can discuss her payment. I will tell you this, that she is not cheap whatsoever. Sandy, thanks so much for the phone call. 7:28 in the morning. Quick break, and then we'll get the news.
This is going to sound funny. I'm really glad I'm a man.
Why?
And I want you to take this in the right way, but it was really hot outside. I wish I could wear a dress, because I bet it's really comfortable when it's hot.
So you think that like a little breeze would feel good?
Right. Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, Lou, go ahead. I mean, who's going to stop you?
Oh, my gosh. That's an oldie but a goodie. 7:41, Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, Monday, Tuesday, and it was so hot.
I bet you
Arizona.
Wanted to wear a dress then, for sure.
I so wanted to wear a dress. You went to school there.
I did.
My flight was delayed coming out of Chicago by 4 or 5 hours, which is crazy. We land in Arizona at midnight local time. So it's, what is that, 2 a.m?
Mm-hmm.
And I look like Picasso. You know, I got like my ear in front of my face. And, you know, I'm just like completely discombobulated because it's so early or late, however you want to decide it. And when the doors of the hotel opened, excuse me, the airport, to step outside, you know, to get into the rental car or bus, it was like somebody took a baseball bat and hit me in the face.
It was like someone opened an oven.
At midnight, it was 100 degrees.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy.
It is crazy. It really
it's
is.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And in a weird sort of twist of fate, we go to the phone lines right now, and John is in Mesa, Arizona. Hi, John. You're on WGN.
How you doing, Lou? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And how hot is it in Mesa this morning at, what is it, 5:42?
Yes, it's 5:42 in the morning. It's gorgeous. It's about 84. It's a gorgeous morning. All the mornings here are very nice.
All right. Okay. Well, 80, yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. How are you, sir?
But it's going to get hot today. No, I'm, Lou, I'm miserable.
Oh,
we have
okay.
It's a heat pump. I think that's what they're called.
Okay.
It's 105 in my master bedroom.
Yikes.
Yes. And I'm wondering, what is there anything I can do with this heat pump? The fan's working. It seems like it's blowing cold air out of the top of it, but there's no cold air coming into the house.
What do you mean it's blowing? What do you mean the top of it? You mean when you're outside?
When I go outside and put my hand over it, the fan's running and the air is cool that's coming out of it.
Well, you shouldn't have any air. Okay, so the heat pump, essentially, when you're using it for air conditioning, is just like your air. When you go outside to that unit on the outside, the sides of that unit have fins, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And when you look at that, are those fins clear? Meaning that are they loaded with debris or dust, or can you see clearly through them?
I'm looking at them right now, and they're all clear.
Okay. And nothing looks iced up. Now, there should be like a copper pipe that comes out of the bottom. You're outside right now?
Yep, I'm outside here. Nope, nothing's iced up.
Okay. And when you're inside and the blower's running, it's just hot air coming out of there.
Yes, and one part of the house, that the one heat pump controls, it's just warm air coming out of the...
You have two heat pumps?
Yes, we have two.
Okay.
And when I go over there, the one, you know, you can feel the air come out of the top if it's blowing out, mm-hmm. is warm. The other one, it's cool.
Yeah, you've got something going wrong with it. You need a HVAC tech to come out and take a look at that. You know, there's still refrigerant in that unit, and my guess is your A coil that's inside the house in the unit that's inside, you know, where the blower is frozen solid.
Yes. Okay.
And that, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So you need, what I would do is this, I'd shut that unit down because if there's a refrigerant leak, typically what happens is the A coil inside freezes like a block of ice and the air can't flow through it. And so the air that's pushing through is just not cooled at all inside the house. But you need to let that defrost before the HVAC guy gets there, which at 105 degrees in the house won't take long, and let them come out and do some service.
Okay. I've already called them. Obviously, they're pretty busy. What would something like this, if it's an A coil, what does that cost?
Well, I don't think you have to – you don't necessarily have to replace the A coil. It could be that you have a refrigerant leak or you're low on refrigerant, and when that happens and the pump starts to circulate it through, it freezes up. So it's an issue of adding refrigerant to the system and fixing a potential leak. And so something like that for a, you know, for a visit – I mean, I don't know prices in Arizona, but – you know, it could be a $300 or $400 proposition for them to come out and do a service call. If you got to replace an A coil, well, we're talking about, you know, $1,200 to do something like that. But I don't think you need to do anything like that. I think you just need to get that service call and have them come out there to take a look. But it starts with shutting that particular unit down, so that if I'm right about this being frozen, it has a chance to thaw out before the guys get there. Thanks so much for the phone call, John. Stay cool. 7:46 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do our Noodaloo 2, which is very interesting and all natural. Don't go away. This, how should I set this up, Lindsay? Should I just not say anything?
It's crunchy.
Here's our Noodaloo 2. It's crunchy.
All right, this is going to sound nuts, but what if I told you I did my laundry yesterday using soap that's grown on trees? Well, it's the truth. Both that I use nuts to do my laundry and, well, that I'm nuts. This weekend's new Tulu 2 is called Econuts Soap Nuts. Econuts Soap Nuts are actual fruits that grow on trees in the Himalayas, then are dried. The shells are what naturally contain the soap. The natural soap found in these berries is called saponin. Saponin is a natural cleaner that works as a surfactant. By the way, surfactant, I just learned, is another word for a cleaner. Anything that lifts dirt off the surface of something else. Econuts are gentle on both clothes and skin, so they're great for people with sensitive skin, eczema, allergies, psoriasis. Because they are so mild, they're also perfect for baby clothes and even cloth diapers. I tried these nuts out yesterday and have to say they did a pretty good job, although it seemed to do a little better job in hot water opposed to cold. But I think that's common no matter what cleaner you're using, right? Soap nuts do not produce lots of bubbles or foam, which was weird to me because that's what I'm used to. But from what I've read, foam is not actually an indicator of cleaning power. All Econuts are gathered from wild trees grown without any chemicals, fertilizers, or pesticides. Saponin actually tastes bad to insects, so no pesticides are needed. On top of these Econuts, they also sell dryer balls, actual detergent, and actual powder made from the nuts themselves. You can find out more at econutssoap.com. That's econutssoap.com. I'll put all this information up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com, also on his Facebook page, and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Okay, so they look like pecan or acorns.
Yes.
And they're brown in color. Did it turn your clothes brown?
No. So you put them in this little cotton, or little
like
bag.
Like a bag.
Right. and then you throw the bag in. You put like 4 or 5 nuts in there. You throw the bag in the laundry.
Wait, how much is a box of these nuts?
Online, it sells 3 boxes for $20. 3 boxes, and each box does 100 loads.
Oh, wow.
Because you can reuse them up to 10. You can reuse the same 4 or 5 nuts up to 10 times.
I just love that they're called nuts. It just makes me giggle. Okay, so you put these nuts in the bag, and do you see any kind of like, oh, it's clean. You're right about the foam. I think the foam for the detergent is just there so you think it's doing something.
Right. Right. So this was actually a Shark Tank. This was on Shark Tank a couple years ago. And
I don't know if I like the
Shark
Tank.
I know, but
I really don't, because I just think it's all a bunch of you know what.
I mean, some of the products that come out of there are great. You just don't like the people.
Right. I don't like the people.
The judges or whatever.
Yeah.
So on the demonstration that they did, they put these nuts into some water and they shook them up. So it does create some sudsy effect, but it's not like.
What does it smell like?
It smells like berries. But it's not like you take your clothes out and you say, ooh, this smells like a strawberry. It's very, very, it's almost non-existent. You can kind of smell it if you put the nuts right up to your nose and smell them. But, but it's not like you take your clothes out and they have any
okay,
scent.
But this is not, this is actually new to Lindsay too. Because I did not use them. Lindsay used them.
Right.
And tested them out.
I did.
Do you think it cleans, like, dirty clothes?
Well, I...
Or is it more for, you know, general... You know, because, I mean, for the most part, when you're doing your laundry... I mean, although with you, with little kids, you have a lot of, you know, spit up and that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of staining. But, I mean, Mary Beth and I, it's not like I'm running around with grass stains and stuff like that. It's just you wear your clothes and you wash your clothes. And it's probably more for that.
Well, okay, so I did a lot of research because I was very intrigued by these yesterday. I was doing a lot of research and reading reviews.
All over
I know.
It. Oh my God, I'm sure you were like, you're like, kids are eating dirt, and you're like, oh, wait, mommy's still looking.
Hold on,
I'm
honey.
Still looking more about the nuts.
So there were a lot of really, really good reviews that these are that it really does work. The laundry that I did yesterday was not chock full of grass stains and dirt, so I don't know. I didn't experience myself, but they definitely came out not stinky, and I mean,
did they just smell fresh?
Yes, exactly.
Right.
They
so it wasn't
fresh.
Like it smelled, you know, like you said, it doesn't smell like a berry. It doesn't smell like I can't stand any fragrance in my in anything actually.
No, it didn't smell like
Mallory. She got some air freshener that smells like fresh cotton. That she keeps in the car that she drives drives me crazy. I go, put Fresh Wave in it. It doesn't smell like it. Oh, but I love the smell of cotton. The fresh cotton. When I get in the car, honest to God, my eyes start to water.
To roll the windows.
Oh, my God. It's awful. So it doesn't smell like that.
No, it does not. No, it really doesn't smell like anything. But it's great for, you know, like crazy.
Boxes. $20. And you said 3 or 4 of these nuts in a bag and you can use them 10 times.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. It's really a great...
Especially for people that are super sensitive to cleaners and stuff. If it really works, that's awesome.
Crazy moms like myself who are trying to like reduce all the chemicals that you are exposing your children to. I really wanted this to work, and I'm going to continue to use them. Check back with me if you want. But, I mean, yesterday it worked. So
okay. Can I make a comment about crazy moms that are...
maybe.
That are so... You know, I want to be so eco-friendly and I want to do everything like that. I was having a conversation. We were filming some House Smart stuff in, where was I? New Jersey with the people at Bona. You know, the Bona mop and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they're now coming out and testing a whole line of, like, Swiffer-esque pads. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That you put on the end of the mop and then you do all the dusting and the cleaning and you throw it away. And, you know, the Swiffer is super popular.
Yes.
Okay.
I love the Swiffer.
You do?
I do.
Okay. So you know what you do with the Swiffer when you're done with it?
You mean the stick or like the...
No, the pad.
No.
Well, you throw it away.
Oh, right. Well, of
right.
course.
And do you know how long it takes to biodegrade?
No.
It doesn't.
Oh.
So all you crazy people out there that are all like, oh, my God, I'm going to use the Eco Nuts. I loved Lindsay said put 3 nuts in a bag and I'll be happy. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That then you cannot have one and the other. You got to, like, do the whole thing. It's, you know what it's like? It's like being a vegan. It's very difficult.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, even with these nuts, I was, you know, like I said in my recorded piece, I felt like it worked better because I did one load with cold and one load with hot.
Everything's better with hot water.
Right.
I mean, unless you're drinking it.
Right. Right. But if it's the nuts that are actually making it better in the hot water, then it's like, that's not really eco-friendly because then you're using more hot water. It's 90% of energy used to power washing machines are used from heating water.
Correct. And what did we learn today? The nuts are always better if it's hot.
Okay,
7:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
So I shouldn't worry then about the screen because I can raise it up high.
It's Saturday morning.
I'm still thinking I can collect debris on the bottom part of the sill.
And you're listening to Lou.
Kathy, yes. Are you a lady that looks for things to worry about?
And the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I do.
You are, yeah.
Now back to the man himself.
Kathy, look for something else to worry about.
Lou Manfredini.
There's got to be something else that you can worry about. This is not anything you need to worry about.
On Chicago's very own.
Love you, Kathy.
Love you, Lou.
720 WGN.
Oh, that is so funny. 8:08 in the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by... Who is it sponsored by? ChevyDriveChicago.com, by PermaSeal Basement Systems, and by Fox Home Center. And we're very happy to announce the return of Teddy Roosevelt, presented by Konasek and Dillon this August 13th at 10 a.m. at the MAC on the College of DuPage campus. It's 2016 and perhaps one of the most important years in U.S. presidential history. They're going to discuss what it was, what it is, and what it may be to come. John Williams will host the conversation with the 26th president. You want bold, bombastic bravado? Well, that's your guy, Teddy Roosevelt. Tickets will be available to Teddy Roosevelt. Go on sale on Tuesday, June 28th at noon. Go to WGNradio.com/events, and we'll give you all the information you need, including the link to buy the tickets. Now, remember, these shows sell out fast, so you don't want to wait to get your tickets when they go on sale. It's Tuesday, June 28th. The Return of Teddy Roosevelt is presented by Konasek and Dillon and sponsored by Visit Springfield. Well, that'd be a lot of fun. John always does a great job with those things. Lindsay, I went out to dinner last night with a bunch of friends at one of my favorite Italian restaurants.
I know which one.
Paisano's.
Mm-hmm.
Always a hit. Oh, my gosh. Always a hit.
I need to
go. If you're in Richmond, Illinois, come there. And they just opened up a new restaurant, too, like a little sandwich place called Panino's. And so they make these really good sandwiches, and they have this nice little outdoor patio. So if you're coming through Richmond, go to Anderson's Candy to pick up your candy and stop by for Panino's for lunch. And, you know what else? This week we went out to dinner with some really good friends to Maple and Ash.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, my God.
Really?
It is the place to be seen.
I've heard good things.
Oh, my gosh. It was... I'm pretty sure you have to be a beautiful person to go there, which I don't know why they let me in. But I was with my wife, so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
The food was fantastic. The restaurant is really cool. They had tables. It's the old Hunt Club downtown.
That's Gold Coast.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's right by the Viagra Triangle.
Yeah.
And so it is, they have on some of the tables tall candelabras like would be in Phantom of the Opera with big, tall, huge candlesticks.
Cool. I love that.
Yeah, like not on every table, but it was so cool. And the food was really great. The company we were with was even better, so that always makes it. But you're looking around going, holy smokes. Now, you need a couple jobs before you want to go to dinner there because it's not inexpensive. But if you're looking to impress somebody and go to like a really cool place in the city, you got to check this place out.
Nice.
Maple and Ash. Very fun. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's go back to the phone lines right now. And we have Rick, who's in Chicago. Rick, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
We had Perma Seal come over to seal our crawl space. However, okay. Did not know that there was a height limitation.
A height? We were at 18 inches. A height limitation on what?
We are at only 18 inches, and they say they need at least 30. So I need a recommendation for someone who can seal a crawl space that is only 18 inches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we did. They're gonna come seal the crack in our wall and take care of an egress window for us. We're happy with them.
So it's just a question of they can't get the physically the workers can't get in there.
Their workers can. The pre-manufactured system that they use to put on the wall is that height or taller.
The product that they were going to use? Were they going to encapsulate your crawl space?
Good question. I don't know that I 100% know the answer to that question, but sealing it in any way, shape, or form, they could. They just said they couldn't do it because the system that they use comes in a specific size and you can't cut it down.
Okay.
It's bigger, but you can't cut it down.
Right. Okay. I'm going to back you up. The problem you're having in the crawl space, the problem you're having in the crawl space is what? That you're getting water in there, or it's high moisture content?
High moisture content. It's horribly sealed. There's the insulation is now falling off. When I look in there, I can see daylight from the outside.
Right.
And I don't want to crawl in there myself and do it. I want to pay someone to do it who does a good job. You know.
Right. Well, I mean,
you want it to be a one and done thing.
Good. No. I totally agree. I mean, here's the thing. I do not have a relationship with other basement waterproofing companies in the Chicagoland area. I mean, the one that I did is no longer in business. But your challenge, Rick, as to what you have going on is kind of a thing that you probably have to keep calling different people to see if, in fact, they can do that as well. The fact that the height is so tight, you might have to get some smaller contractor that, will maybe not do something that's proven. We can do this, and we can try and ventilate it, and we can use, The thing is, I know that, with PermaSeal, the big thing is that, the systems they use, they've used for years, and they know that they work. And so is there a contractor out there that'll come with Visqueen and put it on the wall and, try doing something a little bit different because it's tighter? Sure. But the only place you're going to try to start to search and find those guys is probably going to the NARI website. Which is NARI, NARI.org, and plug in, basement waterproofing. And unfortunately, you're going to have to call them and get different estimates to see if there's someone that's willing to try something to try and make it better. You can do it. There's ways to do it, but they're going to have to be super creative in what they do to get it to work. I appreciate the phone call. I'm sorry that they couldn't help you out with that one. 8:15 in the morning, 312-981-7200. Anna's on the line in Chicago. Hi, Ann. You're on WGN.
Good morning. I have a problem. I have a problem with pigeons.
Pigeons?
Pigeons. They're droppings. Okay. Over our sidewalks, on the rooftops, in our gutters. And the main problem is that next door to us, they just have a newly built one of these four-story buildings with rain gutters, and they happen to be living in the rain gutters. They have openings, and they run in there, and then they come over to our side and do their droppings. I don't know what to do. They're driving me crazy.
Okay. Give me that story one more time. Just someone was talking in my ear, and so I couldn't hear exactly everything you said. Where are they doing their droppings?
On my rooftops, on our gutters, on our sidewalk, our walkaways to go to walk, they're loaded with that. I have to scrub those walks.
Okay.
They're across the way from us. After we have a lot, and then this huge building, it's new, about four stories, and they have this rain gutter system where they are living actually inside the these openings.
So they're on the building next to you.
Yes.
Okay, and when they're there doing their droppings, it comes.
They don't drop there. They drop on our building.
Flying over.
Yep. We have a yard in between.
Got it. Not much of a yard, though, right? What's the distance?
It's a 52. It's
oh, wow.
It's a 25-foot lot. It's a nice big yard, yeah.
Okay. And do you have a relationship with the people that own the big building?
I hardly know them, no.
Okay. Well, so here's the thing. This is problematic that once the pigeons find a spot where they want to roost,
yes.
They will stay there. So that building where they're roosting probably has to come up and put some bird spikes in those gutters. So they're these plastic spikes that they put on top of the gutter system that doesn't do anything to harm the water draining, and it keeps them from landing on it because they can't land on the spikes. But they need to do that on their own building. And so, you know, perhaps, is it a condo building?
Yes, I think I know. I think I still have the the builder's name. Maybe he can help me out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you say, look, I've got this issue where they're doing all this, and they're on your building, but it's affecting me.
Right.
And could you put these spikes on to help have them go somewhere else? You know, that's a four-story building?
Right.
Yeah. So they're not there probably during the day. They're there at night, and then in the mornings when they take off,
they're there
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
They're just back and forth. They just,
yeah.
They're
so,
condos, I call them. They're living.
Right. Sure. but the point is that you got to get those spikes up there so that they're not comfortable and they got to find somewhere else to go.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Thank you so much.
Do me a favor. Hang on 1 second because I'm going to send you out an Espoma prize pack. We've got a whole bunch of stuff for you, prizes. This is an Espoma prize pack containing the most effective natural and organic products for your garden. Find Espoma products at local flower and garden retailers and participate in Ace Hardware stores. It's a $25 value. It's 8:19 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Chicago's most accurate weather forecast. Today on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Go see the pros at Fox Home Center for all your exterior project this summer. From decking to fencing to garages, sheds, and playsets. You see, Fox Home Center has the best selection, pricing, and people on staff to help you with everything. Maybe it's time to upgrade your vinyl siding. Get to Fox Home Center and ask about LP SmartSide trim and siding. LP SmartSide will provide your home with the look and the feel of traditional wood with the durability and workability of engineered wood. LP SmartSide delivers superior aesthetics, ease of installation, all at a very reasonable price point. Fox Home Center will provide you with a free deck and siding samples, too, to take home, free design services, and free local delivery. And they just built a beautiful two-story indoor LP siding display with diamond coat finish. Go check it out. Fox Home Center is at 11150 South Cicero in Alsip. They're open until 5 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays. No appointment necessary. Walk-ins are always welcome. Go to foxhomecenter.com. That's foxhomecenter.com.
This is John Williams. Every Saturday morning, I listen to Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It. And I say to my wife, Brenda, Brenda, we got to do the stuff Lou's talking about. And then every Sunday morning, I say to Brenda, what did we do yesterday?
Hey, I hear that, John Williams. Now back to Lou on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just want to.
8:23 in the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. what kind of calls do you get there in the place?
Very interesting.
People call about a lot of different things, don't they?
Yeah, you could say that.
Do you want to share with the class?
Well, I don't know. I feel
all right,
bad.
Fine. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Jim is in Lombard. Jim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How you doing?
Terrific. How can I help you, sir?
Okay, we bought a table that has called a naturally finished top, and it's got one leaf. And, okay, we got it from an estate sale. The leaf apparently was stored, and it has water damage on one edge of it. So I need to kind of know how to repair the water damage.
So what is it like? Is it like a white cloudy thing?
No, it's more, okay. So the table itself that has no stain, it has it's a natural finish and it's just like dark, is the best way to put it.
There's no finish on it or
no,
it's
no,
just
no, no.
Stain?
There's no stain. It's a natural.
But there's a finish.
Yeah, there's a finish. I don't know if it's urethane or varnish, but there is a finish, yes.
Okay.
One edge must have been stored where, in the basement where it got wet or something like that.
Okay. So this is tough without seeing it, but what you're going to try is you're going to try a product called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Howard's Restore a Finish?
Yes. And you're going to use quadruple zero steel wool.
Okay.
And you're going to go with the grain, and you're going to go back and forth to see if you can get that little water damage off. Now, if you push too hard, it's going to take all the finish off. So it's going to be quadruple zero steel wool is very fine, very mild. You're going to pour a little bit of this neutral finish, okay?
Okay.
You're in Lombard. There's an Ace Hardware in Villa Park, not too far from you.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, would you recommend that one?
Yeah, I would. Okay. That my wife and I own that one, full disclosure. But we carry it there, and you use the quadruple. You pour a little bit in the jar. You use rubber gloves. You do it in the garage today. And just kind of wipe it all off. And this takes care of, it's the secret of the antique world. And
okay.
It will rejuvenate the finish, and you have a pretty good chance of this working.
Okay.
What you may find that you do, Jim, is that you're going to have to do the whole surface of this leaf, to get it to blend in.
Gotcha.
And what you may also find is when you get done doing this, and then you wipe it, if it works, then you wipe it with a nice cotton rag, and it looks beautiful, okay?
Okay.
But this may look so good that you got to do the rest of the table so it all matches. I'm just telling you. No, but it really does look nice.
Okay.
It really does look nice.
All right, I got my project for today then.
Attaboy. Have a great day today. Thanks so much for calling. It's a beautiful day. 8:27 in the morning. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back right after these. All right, Lindsay, after the 8:30 news this morning, I would like you to tell the class about, we talked beforehand about why you went to Scotland, because your father is a very interesting man.
He sure is, Lou.
I mean, he's a very interesting man. He makes his money by drilling into people's mouths,
mm-hmm.
but then he has all these other little things that he does in his life.
He's an entrepreneur.
He is an entrepreneur, which is why I love him, which is why I love you, because you, too, have taken after your father, where you're always got your hands on a lot of different things. But when we come back, we're going to find out a little bit about your trip to Scotland and why, and perhaps how people may be able to enjoy some of the reason you went to Scotland. But that comes up after this report of WGN Radio News.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
8:37 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. We were going to talk about bees this morning, but we're pushing that off so we get the right lady on her bike.
That's right.
She's pedaling back from New York right now, and it's a long ride.
A long journey.
She's got all these bees chasing after her. Okay, so real quick, our interview today is Lindsay Smithwick.
Hi.
Who is going to tell us about you and your handsome husband and actually all of your siblings and your mom and dad.
Well, my brother did not go, but my sister,
oh, your
her
brother
husband,
didn't go?
No, my
oh,
mom
Oh, I guess
and dad.
He doesn't love the family as much, right?
He's a young worker, and he could not get the time off.
All right, well,
unfortunately.
Whatever.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, so you guys go to Scotland. which is on my bucket list of places to go.
Oh, Lou, it's
have you been?
Yes, I have been. Do you remember my story, my love that I met on a beach? And
oh,
I,
right. You had a whole
thing.
Scotland guy. Scotty was his name, right? Scotty?
Allie. Alistair.
Alistair.
Sheepshagger.
Right, that your parents are so glad you're not married to.
His last name was Sheepshagger?
No.
Alistair Sheepshagger.
I'm Lindsay Sheepshagger.
My dad wasn't a fan. He was worried I was going to pick up and move across the pond.
He's a smart man.
No, that's a whole nother story. But yes, it is. I had been there before, but it
wait,
is
so wait, 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 hold
country.
On. What is the story with the Sheepshagger? Do you ever talk to him anymore?
No, I lost touch with good old Al.
Really? But, even in today's social media world?
I mean, I think we might be friends on Facebook or something, but we don't have any. I mean, I haven't had any contact with him in years. But
at least that
nice
you're admitting on the radio.
Nice guy.
Okay, so you go to Scotland. It's beautiful because?
Because it's just, that's the weirdest story. My father, who is a dentist, an endodontist, does those mm-hmm. good old root canals. He always, right. like you said, he always dabbles in other things. And this particular dabble was he got involved in this film. He read a book a couple years ago called Tommy's Honor, which is a book about one of the technically, he's a founding father of golf. He didn't find the game, but he is known for being one of them. He has a very strong hand in it. It's a beautiful story about this father and a son. Amazing. He won all these open championships. And I mean, this takes place back in the mid-1800s.
Okay.
In St. Andrews, the home of golf. He read this book. My father read this book, and it's a true story based on this Tom Morris's life. And he literally took this book, had it written into a screenplay, and had it brought to life and filmed into a movie.
Your father, the endodontist.
Yes, it is the craziest story. And Lou, we gave him such a hard time, you know, Mr. Hollywood, for however many...
He went to Scotland for like 6 weeks to film the movie.
Oh, for like... Yeah, I think even longer than that, almost 2 months, I think.
Wow.
It was so awesome. So the opening at the Edinburgh Film Festival was last week. We all went out to support my dad. We didn't know what to expect. You know, we walked into this theater. It was packed with people. And watched this film. And by the end of it, we were all in tears, not only because the film was very emotional and there's this tragic love story that's intertwined through it, but we were just so proud of my father. It was such a great film.
That's awesome.
It really was. It was very cool.
And so what, so this film, you watch it in Scotland, mm-hmm. is it going to come here?
Well, so right now it's in the whole, it's trying to be, or it's in the process of being sold to a distributor, and I believe that whoever buys it, then they're kind of in charge of what they're going to do with it, whether it's going to go to the theaters, whether it's going to go to Netflix or HBO or one of the film channels. So it's all in the works, but I think it's going to do well.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very proud. The acting was terrific. It was had all these Scottish actors that, I mean, there's some of them, like one guy was in Train Spotting. I mean, you would probably recognize some of them. Sam Neill. But the acting was terrific. It was a really well done film. So
wow.
It was very cool. We were really proud of them. So Tommy's Honor, it'll be out sometime. I'll keep
you
guys
posted.
Is there
like a website if people are like all into it?
I think so, yeah. I think it's just tommyshonor.com. I'll post it on your page maybe.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're talking about it. Let's promote the darn thing.
Yeah, I know. I should find this out.
Right. Your dad's probably busy working, you know, giving people root canals to pay for the whole darn thing. Right?
Or he's on the golf course right now.
Or he's on the golf course.
Yes. TommysHonor.com, awesome. Actually. That is the website.
TommysHonor.com. Well, congratulations to your father and all his hard work and your beautiful mother for putting up with him, and that's awesome. I love the whole Renaissance man thing.
Very
right?
cool.
Keep
Very
it all those plates spinning on the stick. Got to keep spinning. That's awesome.
He's the man. All right.
He is the man. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Rita is in North Riverside. Rita, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My problem, I have this horrible sewer gas. The house is about 60 years old. I'm presently here about 20 years. I have had the plumber come and rot out my bathroom tub several years ago. Then I had the kitchen sink rotted out. And the last one, about 2 years ago, the laundry tub in the basement, which was really a difficult job. Two men were here, one rotting from the inside and outside. There was a man outside at the vent. I imagine that he said it was venting, a venting problem. Every time it rains, I have this horrible, horrible smell. I had him over about a week ago, and he said the basement drain was dry, and there
basement,
should be
watering. The basement floor drain?
The floor drain.
Okay.
Was dry. It's supposed to have water in it.
Correct.
He cleaned out. I still have this outside, what is it called?
A clean out?
It's like he opened up the and he cleaned it out. He said it's full. Catch basin.
You have a catch basin that's full.
Yes, and I don't know why I have a catch basin, but anyway, they flushed that out, and it helped. But I still have a smell, and he said possibly he'll have to take this drain out of the basement. It's clay pipe. Put a new one in.
So but that when you go down to that floor drain in the basement, right now,
he says put a quart of water, put a quarter gallon of water in it, and it does help. The smell does help, but it's not entirely.
Right.
My problem is if this clay pipe, if he takes one out or whatever, put a new one in, he has to break up the floor, which is
the
floor, and has tile on it. I believe the tile is asphalt, not asphalt. What's the other thing? Asbestos.
Asbestos, right. Okay,
that's dangerous, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if it's asbestos, you don't want to. You have to deal with that properly because you know you can't be breathing that stuff when they take it all up. So there's a little bit more of an expense from the removal standpoint. But here's my question to you: that floor drain that you have, does it service anything? Meaning, is there an air conditioning pipe that goes down there or? Anything like that, or is it just an open drain?
It's just an open drain.
You never get any water coming up or anything draining down through it?
No, I've been here about 22 years. I've never had anything coming in through there.
And does it have a grate on the top that...
Yes.
So here's what I want you to do. If that's not holding water, there's a good chance that that's where all your odor is coming from. I want you to go to the hardware store, and I want you to buy a 4-inch cast iron test plug.
I'm writing test
plug.
Test,
T-E-S-T. Test, T-E-S-T, like you're going to take a test.
Okay.
You got an A on your test.
Okay.
Okay. This is a, what it is, it's a rubber. Basically, it's a rubber bushing with a piece of metal on the bottom and a piece of metal on the top and a big wing nut. You know what a wing nut is, where you turn it with your fingers to tighten or loosen something up?
Yes.
All right. You're going to take the cover off of this drain, and you're going to take a little rag and just wipe the edges of the drain itself so it's nice and clean. You're going to stick this 4-inch test plug in the top of it, and you're going to take the wing nut, and you're going to tighten it righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Okay.
Now, what I just did, or not I did, you did, Rita, is you just sealed that drain. And so that broken trap that's in there, the smell isn't going to be able to come up into the space. Okay? Now, we're going to see.
The smell comes into my kitchen.
From there.
Every time it's going to rain, I know when it's going to rain. It could be just a little rain. But when it rains, the smell is horrible in my kitchen. So is it a venting problem?
Well, it could be, you could have a broken vent too. So, all right, let's do this. Instead of doing the test plug thing, well, I mean, we need a. I think what we need to do is we got to do some more diagnosing with the plumber, and someone needs to come with a camera to come out and find out what's going on. All right. 800-421-SEAL.
He said he's going to come with a camera to see if I have any.
Oh, he is?
Any problem outside?
Okay. Well, then if he's going to do that, that's what we need to do. Or
but
you
I
can call.
The camera goes from the catch basin.
No, a camera can go anywhere. The camera can go anywhere into any. They have different sizes of these rods that they can put down. So the camera can go anywhere. And that's what we need to do so that they can figure out where the crack is, where the breach is. You may have a couple things going on, Rita. It might be that floor drain, which if you want to temporarily, if you don't want to do the test plug, take some, take a little piece of saran wrap and go right over the top of the thing and tape it with some blue tape. And that'll seal any smell out of there and see if that helps with the smell in the basement. If when it still rains, you still get odor in the kitchen, then there's something else going on. Or that odor could be permeating up through into another crack. I mean, it's the problem with that is it can be anywhere. But sealing that up and using a camera is going to help you determine exactly what's going on. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:49 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Hey, this is Dean Richards from Sunday Mornings here on WGN and the WGN-TV Morning News. Now back to Lou Manfredini, a Dean's List A+, and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Dino. I mentioned he's got a great interview coming up tomorrow with Dick Van Dyke. He drove down to Danville to meet with him and was just super excited to meet him, and it's really sweet. So listen to Dean tomorrow morning on WGN Radio. Marty is in Shorewood. Marty, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning. Hey, I'm looking for something to help me with my rabbit in my yard. It continually eats my lilies, my hostas, everything.
Yeah.
And I have tried everything from human hair to fox urine to let alone just sitting in my yard and scaring them away myself.
Right.
I need some help. What can you tell me?
How about a dog? Have you ever thought about a dog?
I got seven kids.
Well, then put one of those kids out there that you're supporting to chase the rabbits away. Put them on a rotation. So a couple things. This is tough because once they get used to eating in an area, they just keep coming back. The simplest thing that is the least attractive is to put some kind of chicken fence around, you know, like chicken wire around the areas, and it doesn't look great.
Okay.
The other thing that you can try, you may have heard me talk about, these motion sensing sprinklers called Spray Away. It's a $60 item that you get at the hardware store, and you put in on a hose, put a battery in it, and you stick it in the ground right where the hostas are. And, or, you know, you can buy a couple of them if you wanted to, but now when they come in to go eat, it's going to blast them with water.
Okay.
And so it's completely safe, you know, it doesn't harm the animal, it's not anything like that, and it will be effective. It's just you got to remember that it's there as well.
Sure.
And are they? I assume they're eating all over the place, or is it just one area?
No. I have hostas all over in my mulch beds, and lilies, and you know, I spray the different you know stuff that you know the deer and rabbit repellent. You know, for a week, couple days.
Yeah, you've tried the stuff like Scoot. Scoot is one of them that does a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it doesn't last at all.
I'm making dinner last night. And my kid says, "Hey, Dad, I thought you sprayed for those rabbits." I said, "Yeah, I did. What are you talking about?" And there's two of them sitting smack dab in the middle of the lawn, getting ready to go have dinner themselves on my house.
Chomping away. Hey, Lindsay, did you ever use that Bon-Eyed Sonic stick for the?
No, I knew you were going to ask me that. I didn't.
Did I not send you home with that to try?
You did.
And you didn't.
So
Lindsay,
I'm very busy. I haven't just stuck it in the ground yet.
It takes a lot. That's a lot of effort to stick it in the ground.
I know.
Somebody told me to plant marigolds, and I swear it's like they went up to the marigolds knocked the flowering off them and left the flowering on the ground and just moved on to something else.
Well, they ate the marigolds, right?
If they did, they only ate a little bit of it because they knocked the flowering off the top. And
yeah, that's funny because I seem to remember that rabbits like marigolds.
Yeah, I was told that was one of the wives' tales. Somebody told me to plant those that they'll keep them away.
Yeah.
If Veronica Carter was here, she would know.
I know. Here's the thing. There's a product that I've talked about called the Bon-Eyed Mole Max Sonic. That is this spike that you put in the ground. It takes a lot of effort, which is why Lindsay hasn't put it in yet. And that would be sarcasm.
Ha-ha.
And it's a little stick that you put a battery in, or there's a solar-powered one, too. You bury it in the ground, and it chirps like an animal is in trouble. I don't know that it works for rabbits. It works on chipmunks and squirrels and moles, but it may work on rabbits. And you could find this at the hardware store and give it a shot. It's like $16. And if you... Yeah, it's like $16. Put it in an area. It's supposed to work for about 30 feet. You don't hear the chirping, but in the ground, the animals do. And again, I don't know that it works for rabbits, but it's a less expensive alternative to the spray away one. Thanks so much for the phone call, Marty. We need to take a quick break.
Somebody also said that liquid fence. Somebody texted in.
Well, yeah, but he said he's tried all that. Oh. He's tried liquid fence and Scoot.
Right.
And they're obviously, these rabbits are like, hey, I got this guy figured out. This is not what it's doing. So
yeah.
Give it a shot. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
WGN Radio, can I get your first name? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, this is the Mr. Fix-It Show.
It's me.
Me who?
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have a bad connection. Did you say you're eating beets?
Hello.
Yep, still here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
California dreaming of
Okay, this is a very busy show. We're going to have to speed this up a little.
Hello.
Hi, do you have a question for Lou?
How are you?
I am terrific. Will you hang on a minute? We've got another call. Hello, WGN Radio.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a long show. But we're taking your calls right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
9:09 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. I'm Lou Manfredini. Thanks so much for joining us. Kathy and Judy coming up at 10. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Hey, guess what? The next stop on the Hometown Voices Tour is Lyle. Sponsored by Allstate. We'll celebrate the 4th of July weekend at the annual Eyes to the Skies Festival. You can join Steve Cochran's morning show on Friday, July 1st for the live broadcast from 6 to 10 a.m. You'll have the chance to win a free balloon ride during the broadcast. Rides will also be available to attendees that morning for a fee, weather permitting. There is free parking and admission during our broadcast only, so turn your eye to the sky, head to Lyle, and have some fun. Get details online at WGNradio.com/events. The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour is presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Steve is in Chicago. Steve, you're on WGN.
Hello, Lou.
Good morning, sir.
I have a TV problem.
All right.
Trying to hang a TV on a
wall. Oh, this is, what are you trying to hide who you are? You think I'm not going to know it's Steve Alexander?
I'm not trying to hide. I just, you never return any of my messages.
You are so full of it. You text me. You text me incessantly, and I always get back to you.
Most of the time, yes, you do. So the lovely Diane asked me to hang the TV on the wall. And
how is Diane? Let's talk about Diane, not you.
She's wonderful. She's way, way beyond my expectations.
Well, we've known that for years, my friend.
Yes, yeah. And after months of procrastinating, I bought the bracket to hang the TV on the wall.
Okay.
Turns out the wall has metal studs, and I thought, I don't want to mess with that. So
that's fine.
I tried to hire somebody. And they said, we can do it for $150. I said, good, come on. And when they found out it had metal studs, they said, "Oh no, 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 no! That's going to be $350 because we have to do some kind of a wood frame or something like that to go on top of or the metal or something." So I thought, I know somebody I can ask.
Okay, how big is this TV that you're hanging there, Mr. Alexander?
It's 42 inch, I think.
And do you have any idea how much it weighs? I mean, you should have a. Is it an LED? Is it super thin?
No, not super thin. It's a stand. It's, you know, 6-7 years old, flat screen.
Oh, all right. So it's an older TV, so it's got some weight to it.
Yeah, I don't know, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, maybe.
I bet it's more than that.
Okay.
You don't have any of the literature with it at all.
I haven't lifted it lately. No, I don't.
Okay. Now, when you went to go put this bracket that you have, you have the appropriate bracket for the size of the television that you have.
Yes.
And you used an electronic stud sensor, and you found the studs.
No, actually, there's an opening in the wall, an access port for another purpose, so I just reached around and I found the stud.
Oh.
It's metal.
Okay. All right. So wait. So you actually can physically put your hand into this access hole and get to the metal stud, like you could put your hand there and see it?
Yes.
Or feel it, rather.
Yes.
And could you do that on both sides of this access hole?
No.
No. Well, that doesn't help me.
Okay.
All right. When you're going to put the bracket on the wall, are you going to then cover this hole?
No. It stays open.
It does stay open.
Well, okay. Cover on it, but it stays
right. But the okay, so the bracket that you purchased, does it have a metal like a metal strip that is long that's what you mount it on, and then you hang the other bracket on top of that?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. You want to locate that bracket in such a way that when you drill through the wall, you're gonna drill through the metal stud.
Okay.
All right? And you're going to drill like a quarter-inch hole. And on that one hole that's going to go into that metal stud, you're going to put a threaded screw that you can go through the bracket with a washer and put a washer on the backside and a nut and screw the whole thing together through the stud.
All right.
All right? Then, on the other side... So you've got multiple holes going across, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're only going to hit one stud, correct?
Well, I was going to hang it on two studs, right?
Right, but you can't get to that other stud, right? Behind
it. Well, not from behind it, no.
All right. So on that other side, when you're going to locate that stud, you're going to drill a hole there, and you're going to get a self-tapping metal screw that's of the proper length and thickness, and again with a washer. You're going to drill a smaller hole than the screw, and you're going to screw into that stud with a metal self-tapping screw. But wait, there's more. There's more. In between those two in the studs that you're going to do there, now you've got some holes in the middle. It's just drywall, correct?
Yes.
You're going to poke a hole through there, and you're going to take a butterfly molly through that hole, poke it through, pull it back, screw it with a washer. Now you've got three access points. That TV's not going to go anywhere. Diane could do chin-ups on it.
Well, I'll take a picture.
Yeah, you now have no excuse not to get this done.
Great.
Sorry.
Thanks, Lou.
Love you.
Love you, too. Bye. Right,
have a good day. Send a picture. You know, I was talking with someone recently who said, "Oh my gosh, I think it was my daughter or somebody was listening to you saying something," and her husband said, stop with listening to him. Stop. Lou says, and these people all, there's a lot of men that are angry with me because I'm always telling them how to do stuff. So I apologize. I'm not trying to make anybody angry. I'm just trying to be helpful. 312-9. What?
Stepping on toes,
I know. By the way, I did I totally smashed my toe under a garbage can.
Oh, wow, literally.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
Ouch, it is not a good look. You want to take one call or you want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
This is Ellie in Skokie. Ellie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show.
I've got a lot of questions. Eventually, we're going to sell the house. Not while my husband is still here, because he'll stay here forever. He won't empty out the basement.
With Lou Manfredini.
But I'm planning ahead.
Wait, are you listening to what you just said?
On Chicago's very own.
Right. Okay. I mean, in the world.
720 WGN.
She can say in her voice, in her way, that she loves me.
Beautiful Saturday morning. Thanks so much for listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show and WGN Radio in general. We all really appreciate it. None of us are talking on the radio unless you're listening. So it's in the world of social media. Remember, radio, one of the first. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Ryan is in Pontiac. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing, buddy?
Terrific. How can I help you?
Well, I got a chicken question.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay. I have this barn. I moved into this house in the country just north of Pontiac, and I have a chicken run that I want to make. I bought 26 chickens, and, well, small chickens turn into big chickens, and I want to make a bigger run outside of this barn. And I have noticed that chickens, they go poop everywhere. And
right.
I'm going to have to paint. There's the rooster. I'm going to have to paint this chicken run on the outside. And I'm wondering about, you know, what kind of paint can I use that will, you know, withstand outside, but also something I could pressure wash to get all the excrement off of the off of the run when I actually, you know, let my chickens go out and do it.
Okay, wait. So when you say a run, are they going to be, this run is going to be on the ground?
Yeah.
And you, there you go, there's the rooster.
That's the rooster. I call him dinner.
Dinner. Okay, wait. So you're going to build like a wooden fence?
So the barn is the actual coop. There's kind of like a dog door that's been cut inside of the barn. And the run is just, you know, like a three-sided, I guess you could call it just a room that is outside, and it contains the chickens so that they have basically outside time to run around. So,
and do you cover the top of that with chicken wire so they don't fly away?
Well, I cover the top with chicken wire, but I'm thinking when I build this bigger run that I'm going to use kind of like the sheet metal they could use for, you know, the side of a garage or something to use as the roofing so they have some shade.
Okay.
But the walls are going to be wood, and, you know, I just know that they're going to be all over the wood on the inside and perching up on different things. So I want to paint it. And I know you talk about this Clark and Kensington cabinet and trim paint, I think. But
yeah, you don't want to use that. See, the problem is you have to, first of all, you have to use an exterior paint because, or an exterior product because you need the UV block. So interior paint has no UV protection. And, you know, when you go to paint something, you put a pressure washer at it, and it's going to be – you're looking for something really slick is what you're looking for, right? So something doesn't stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, that's an interesting one. You know what I almost think you should use is not a – I think you should use like a pool liner paint.
Okay.
Because then it'll be something that there is a line of acrylic, almost like a rubber paint that's used for exterior applications by a company called Ames, AMES. And a lot of Ace stores can probably special order it. I don't know that they may carry it, but it's very slick. In other words, when it goes on, it's pretty sticky, but it's really water repellent, and so stuff like the droppings from the chickens shouldn't really stick well. And then you don't necessarily need to pressure wash it. You probably get away with a hose and a sprayer.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You know what I mean? Because if you're too aggressive with what you're going to spray on there, it's going to come off. So look for this product called Ames. If you go online, you'll find it, and you'll see they got a bunch of different products. But there's also paint that's used to put in pools that you would you would paint in a concrete, like in a concrete in-ground swimming pool that is slick enough, obviously, because you're going to touch it with your feet and your hands or whatever. And it has the UV protection because, think about it, it's in the pool and the sun is beating down on it, so it's got to be protected. That, I don't know if they're tintable. I mean, because I don't know if you want it to be blue. It might be tintable. You might be able to get a white. I bet there is a white. Were you looking for white?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking white and, you know, make it look nice and whatnot.
Yeah. I would try looking for this Ames product and or a pool product to use on that, and I think you'll get the kind of results you're looking for.
Perfect. I'll look for that. All right.
Sounds good. Good luck. Sounds like a fun project. Appreciate you calling. Let's talk to Joel real quick. We got a little time. Joel is on the line. Hey, Joel, you're on WGN.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Lou, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Lou, I don't have a question. I just want to thank you. I called last year around October. I was looking to have a new residential boiler installed, and you referred me to American Weather Makers.
Yeah.
And Lou, Rob came out, gave me an estimate, and Eric and Joaquin installed it, and they did a fantastic job. Thank you so much.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they did a really good job. I mean, the professional, courteous, I love it. I mean, it's a Pinco boiler.
That's a good boiler. It's good because, you know, I heard that Joaquin's not a really nice guy. I'm kidding. I don't know him.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Well, that's great, Joel. I appreciate the phone call, and it's always nice to hear from people when things go well. And, you know, we always hear about the stuff when it doesn't go well. And, you know, you do something bad and you'll get 10 phone calls. You do something good, people won't necessarily say a thing. But it's always nice to hear that the folks at American Weather Makers are doing a nice job. 9:28 in the morning. We'll be right back.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Time for Just Text Me, 9:38 in the morning. Where you send me a bunch of text messages. I've been getting text messages all day from friends of mine. My friends Mike and Chris are driving to Erie, Pennsylvania, listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show as they drive away. You got some text messages there, Ms. Smithwick?
I sure do, Lou. Would you like me to read them?
Sure.
All right. 713 asks what can be used to make a shower not or less slippery? It is a fiberglass stall shower.
Well, I mean, the obvious is, you know, non-slip stickers that you could purchase. Depending on the problem with a lot of those shower bases is that the texture that's on them makes it difficult for the stickers to stick. And then they can, well, here's the thing with that is that you have to really make sure that you scrub the base really well first, because I'll get the complaint from people saying, oh, I washed it, and then the stickers don't stick. And one of the things on a fiberglass base, if you were to use something like a crud cutter, full strength, and a Scotch-Brite pad, just by hand, not super aggressive with the force that you'd put down, but you want to basically strip all the film and the gunk that's on there to get it off. Then rinse it, let that dry, and you could use some stickers. Or Rust-Oleum makes a product called No-Slip. Anti-slip, thank you. That's a spray that you can apply. It's clear, and it's a texture. It's not permanent, but it'll definitely improve the texture under your feet.
Got it. Right. All right. Next, 414, what is the best product to use to remove grease and oil stains from the driveway?
Okay, well, you have a couple of... The thing is, the longer those are there, the less chance you have of getting it out. So one of the tried and true is powdered Tide and warm water, and you scrub it, work it in, and it'll break up the grease, and you can repeat it a couple times, and you'll be amazed at the results. Then there's a couple of other products. One is called Pour and Restore. The other one's called Oil Gone Easy. And it kind of, you pour that over the top, it sort of looks like milk of magnesia. And as it dries, it wicks into the oil, it breaks it out, it dries out, you scrape it away, you know, broom it up with a dustpan. You'll have a little wet spot, and that's as good as it's going to get. But again, the longer you let that oil sit there in that concrete, the less chance you have of getting it all up.
What about rust in a driveway?
Same thing. Well, I mean, rust in a driveway you could do, we're talking about for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So CLR is the product for rust, and the same thing, you got to scrub it, but the longer it's there, that stain becomes permanent, and you're just, you don't have a chance of getting rid of it.
So since it was there before you bought the house, we're kind of out of luck? Okay.
Out of luck. Don't look down.
Don't look down. All right. 630 asks, says, I have little toadstools all over my yard. I've worked for 2 years to get the soil and grass healthy and strong. Why the toadstools?
You mean like toadstools, like the grass?
Mushrooms.
Yeah, like little mounds.
Oh.
No, like mounds of grass that are kind of growing up, popping up, that the texture's not there. One of the things that in early spring that can really help that whole look is to roll the lawn. So there are these rollers that you can buy. It's essentially a big 55-gallon drum that you fill with water when the soil is kind of on the damp side. And you roll the lawn so that it evens it out. It's also in conjunction, what can be helpful to loosen the soil up is to use an aerator to put plugs in there to get the soil looser. And one of the products, you know, the Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil that I talk about from Jonathan Green, it actually helps to break apart the soil to allow it to breathe better so your lawn grows more vibrant. And so something like that product put on there can help quite a bit. It's going to take a month for it to start to help you out, but long term it's the best way to go.
Okay, I have a quick question. All these questions are triggering my own. I put some sod in.
You know, it's not about you, it's about the listeners.
But these are helping listeners too.
I understand,
sure,
but we talk all the time.
Problem.
Fine, whatever. Go ahead.
Never mind. 708.
No, go. Tell me.
Okay,
no,
the sod.
Tell me.
Okay, so,
no,
so
no,
we got a little sod in our grass. We had a little piece of grass resodded. And, I mean, you have to water the heck out of that thing, right? If you don't, because it's starting to turn brown a little bit, so are we just not watering
it? Is it in the sun?
Yes.
Like, you get at least 5 hours of sun.
If not more.
Okay. So here's A, number one. It drives me crazy when even landscapers say, well, we'll just put some sod there, because everybody wants immediate gratification. Any place you're going to put sod, it has to get at least 5 hours of sun a day. Okay? Mm-hmm. Then the soil underneath, it's got to be prepped, loosened up a little bit, and you do have to water sod like crazy. When it first goes down, it has to be watered every day.
Okay.
You didn't do that.
Well, you know, we were on vacation and blah, blah, blah.
All right, right, right.
See, these questions, Peggy and Lombard or whoever, I just helped her too. Right, Peggy?
Get it.
Anybody?
Anybody? Okay. Okay.
847. Lou, we live in Lake Villa and had an ash tree diagnosed with emerald ash borer infestation.
Ooh.
We can take the tree down ourselves, but can the wood be used for firewood or should it be removed?
You can use it for firewood at your house. But don't give it to anybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes me think of another question. I'm just kidding. That's all for Just Text Me This Morning.
Thank you. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Do you want me to take a call before, or do you want me to take a break?
Let's take a quick break. No, let's take a call.
Let's talk to AJ in Tinley Park. AJ, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a problem and a question.
Okay.
So the problem is I have a wood ledge about 4 foot up, and it looks like some kind of a water stain is on there. I have circles where the stain is gone. Is there an easy way to make that disappear?
Where's the wood ledge?
It's between the kitchen and the dining room. So it's not a counter, but it's just a wood ledge along the half wall, on top of the half wall.
Oh, I see. And so it's like a cap. It's like a cap of a wall.
It's probably 6 inches wide, 6-8 inches wide.
Okay. And it's stained?
I believe so.
It's not painted?
No, it's not painted.
It's not painted. So it's stained.
Yeah.
Help me, AJ.
It's light wood. It's
right,
light-colored wood, and then the circles are with no color at all.
Okay. So try Howard's Restore a Finish. And quadruple zero steel wool. And there should be a neutral color that you can buy. You're going to go with the grain with the quadruple zero steel wool. And you should be able to take those marks out and make it look brand new. And if that doesn't work, AJ, then you have to sand it and refinish it.
Oh, thanks.
I know, but it might work. What was your other thing? You had a question and a comment or a problem, or were they both the same thing?
No, the question is, I'm repainting a wall. I know there's a lot of different gadgets for painting along that ceiling to make that straight, because I'm using a darker color wall paint than the ceiling.
Yeah.
Is there one
yeah.
that you recommend that works well?
Well, so here's the thing. There's an edging tool that is almost, it's this very thin piece of metal that you can place right in that point where the ceiling meets the wall, and you can hold it firmly in place and then cut with the blade underneath there. But the trick with that is you still need to cut it very steadily across there, and when you pull that blade off, you need a wet rag, or not a wet rag, but a damp rag, and you need to wipe that blade every time. Because when you put it back up there, if it's not clean, you're going to leave residue up there. And that can help quite a bit. But you want to make sure that you're on a stable ladder and you've got a good posture to be able to cut it in the right way. And that should help. And you just have to take your time.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
Happy trails to you.
It's like the fastest thing ever. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Our last caller is Kevin in Lincolnwood. Hey, Kevin, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Hello. How are you?
Terrific, sir. How can I help you? Kevin?
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you, Kevin?
I've got a problem. I walked out this morning and smelled gas. There's a little that goes from our...
Oh, I'm losing Kevin. Let's put Kevin on hold. Do we have... let's put Kevin on hold because we're losing him. Kevin?
We hung up.
All right.
Should
Kevin
we take
hung
another
up.
Call? We don't know who
sure.
this is, but let's just pick up... this guy.
Let's do car karaoke. Let's do karaoke. hello there, caller. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling for the Mr. Fix-It Show.
You have the Mr. Fix-It Show. How can we help you?
Well, thank you, Lou. I have a drywall problem in my house. What occurred was at some point in the past, somebody put like a wet towel on a bed adjacent to the drywall. And that was a year or two ago, but now there's an oval area about 20 inches wide and about 7 inches tall, and it's soft to the touch. It doesn't go deeply into the drywall, but the paint peeled back and it feels a bit rubbery or soft. How can I repair that area?
Wow. How big of an area?
It's probably about 18 inches wide in the long axis and about 7 inches tall. It's like an oval. And it got a little bit black near the edges. And I just think one of the kids put a towel next to their bed, and it contacted the surface.
Those darn and that kids.
Was those kids, I tell you, love them, but some days.
All right, what I would do is take a sanding sponge, and I would sand that whole perimeter of that area a little bit and then try and get down underneath that paint film a little bit and make sure that it's completely dry to the touch once you're done with that. Now, okay. You may need to, you know, depending on how much sanding you do, you may have to touch it up a little bit with a little joint compound just to even it all out. But if not, or even if you do, use a spot primer, like a bullseye spot primer over that area seal it up in any stain. And then when you're done with that, you may need to go ahead and paint, and you may have to paint that whole wall to blend it all in. But
Yeah,
and then when you do that, it should blend in. But don't be surprised if you have to do a little joint compound to even it all out. Do me a favor. Okay. Hang on 1 second because I want to send you out. We're going to put you on hold. I want to get you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. We'll take a quick break and talk to the ladies. Hey, don't forget, there's a brand-new House Smarts today and tomorrow on WGN at 4 and at 10:30 in the morning. There's a really terrific story on wood carving, which is really cool. This artisan that does all this wonderful wood carving, which is a lot of fun. My thanks to Dave Schwann for doing the news. Sam Panionovich.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Lou.
You're welcome. Ferguson for running the board, and Lindsay, the super-duper producer extraordinaire. And Kathy and Judy are standing by. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I am fantastic.
I have a question that I'm not sure. You've probably answered it 100 times.
But, go for 101, Lou.
Yeah.
Here's 101.
In my house that I've lived in for several months, there's a garbage disposal. And I haven't had a garbage disposal ever.
Yeah. I'm anti-garbage disposal.
Oh, really?
Why?
Because it clogs pipes?
It's just not good for the whole system. People overuse them. You know, they treat them like a garbage can, and that's really not the
point.
But if
it's organic stuff, if it's, you know, leavings from broccoli and lettuce and stuff, no, you don't, you're opposed
to
that.
But it goes into the sewer system. That,
right.
Then we have to clean, and, you know, it adds to it. I've never been a fan. When you come to my house, there's no disposal.
We're going
to
look.
Have you seen what goes through a sewer system?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
like
anyway, so you have a disposal.
Gonna,
all right, you had a disposal.
Worse.
Sorry. You have a disposal.
Yeah. My question is, every now and again, you just walk by and go, ho, ho.
Yeah.
What, I just spray a little.
No.
I put fresh wave in there and take the garbage out.
Right. No, but this is that smell, Kath, is coming from the underside of the rubber little gasket.
Oh, okay.
So the trick is
lemons. Lemons.
Well, the lemons will work, but it doesn't clean. There's gunk on the backside of that rubber.
Okay.
So if you take a toilet brush.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stick it in there with the switch off.
Uh-huh.
Then take a little pine saw, like a little cleaner, like pour it on top of the brush. Then
mush it around.
Well, slightly lift the brush up so that rubber kind of bends backwards.
Oh, yeah, because that's all sort of folded and...
Correct.
Yeah.
And then spin that brush back and forth a few times. So what you're basically doing is scrubbing the backside of that rubber.
Okay.
It won't smell anymore.
And you don't want to take a look at what you've scrubbed off. You just want to
No, and then turn the water then turn the water on and rinse away.
Thank you, Lou. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Okay. Thank you. Hold the call, please. We want to send you out a Mr. Fix-It t-shirt.
Okay, that would be great. I'll leave my address with Lindsay.
Right, absolutely.
All right, have a good one.
You too.